Well, BBC News understands that the man who has become known as Jihadi John, the man who has stood in many of the Islamic State videos with a knife as the hostages, some of the hostages were beheaded, BBC believes he is called Mohammed Mwazi. He is a man, we believe, from London, around 27 years of age. We don't have a lot of details about him. His name has been known to the security service and the police in Britain, the FBI as well, for some time, but hasn't been disclosed for operational reasons.
Now, Lucy, he has been shown in many videos, of course. We are going to show you a short extract from one of those. You may find this disturbing, but it is so that you can hear his voice again. So let's watch that.
Today, your military air force is attacking us daily in Iraq. Your strikes have caused casualties amongst Muslims. You're no longer fighting an insurgency. We are an Islamic army.
This man, of course, Lucy, one of the world's most wanted men, wanted by many countries.
Well, of course, I mean, those videos, terribly, terribly disturbing for the families and everyone else who saw even short pieces of them. He was called Jihadi John because he was British, and there were supposed to be four men in Syria who were given that nickname because of the Beatles. As I say, the BBC understands he is Mohammed Mwazi. What we understand about him, and there is little, we don't know full details at the moment, but that he was in some way on the radar of the police and security service in the UK before he went to Syria. We believe that he is linked to a man who was at some stage on a control order. That's those who are suspected of terrorist activities but haven't been through a court case, and potentially linked to a man who was on a control order linked to the Al-Shabaab network in Somalia. He is linked to people who travelled out to Kenya and then on to Somalia, British people who were then brought back to the UK and questioned by MI5. Some suggestions that group that he was linked to, the Al-Shabaab group, did have Al-Qaeda affiliations. We don't know about him, but these are the people he was associating with.